Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with our series, The Great Companions of our Beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this week we'll be looking at one of the mothers of the believers, Sayyida Habiba radiallahu anha. She was born 23 years after our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and she passed away 33 years after the demise of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyida Habiba radiallahu anha was a daughter of Sayyiduna Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and she was also the sister of Sayyiduna Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. She was known for her respect, piety, thirst for knowledge, and forgiving nature. Her name was Ramla, but she was mostly known as Habiba radiallahu anha, the mother of Habiba. This was due to her daughter's name being Habiba. She first married Ubaidullah ibn Jahash, who embraced Islam in the early years of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's prophethood. After a few years of accepting Islam, they both performed hijrah and migrated to Habasha, Abyssinia. A short while later, Ubaidullah left the fold of Islam and also tried to persuade Habiba radiallahu anha to do the same. Habiba radiallahu anha remained firm and steadfast. After the demise of her husband, she was fortunate to marry our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and thereby becoming the mother of the believers. She lived with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam for many years and took responsibility of the household and family of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She had extreme love and care for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She supported him immensely and was eager to practice upon the sayings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she would encourage others to do the same. After the demise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she lived for many years. During this time, she stayed in Madinatul Munawwara and served Islam. Sayyiduna Habiba radiallahu anha passed away in Madinatul Munawwara during the reign of Sayyiduna Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. She was 74 years at the time, and she is buried in Jannatul Baqi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her a lofty status in Jannah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of her services to deen and reward her on our behalf.